I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get to our guest here. Joy Murdoch is a Fox News contributor who I'm certain has been following this throughout the course of the day. Just your initial reaction, Joy. Thank you for being here on this historical day as we welcome in a new president and the first female and vice president and also the first vice president of color. In that regard, it is historical. Lots of calls for unity. Just curious what your initial thoughts were upon today's historical events.
Annie, great to talk with you again. Yes, this is the first day of the Biden presidency and the Trump former presidency, I guess you'd call it. So definitely historical in that regard. I thought that Joe Biden's words at the Capitol today, for the most part, were very comforting. I was happy to hear him talk about unity and coming together and saying good words of encouragement to 74 million of us who did not vote for him and voted for President Trump. If he follows through with the kind of policies and administrative activities that will bring us together, I'm all for that. My guess is, though, that he's going to do certain things that are going to be, at a minimum, controversial, if not create a tremendous rancor, such as shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline on day one. There are a lot of people who are working on that pipeline and suddenly are going to be unemployed. I'm sure they're not going to feel very unified or brought together. I believe the southern border wall construction is supposed to stop today. There are many Americans who are happy to have the protection on our southern border, not just from illegal aliens who I guess may want to come here and work here, but other people who might want to come here and cause us tremendous grief, destruction, or even death. There have been people who've crossed the border, not just from El Salvador and Honduras, but from Afghanistan, from Libya, from Iran even, and who knows what their intentions are. Hopefully peaceful, but nobody knows that, and you really wonder. So things of that sort, 20 million illegal aliens getting a path to citizenship, while many lawful immigrants who've come here legally, filled out paperwork, shown passports, shown visas, they're probably wondering why they've got to wait even longer rather than these people who supposedly are going to be allowed to cut to the front of the line. Those sorts of things I don't believe really bring us together. They're going to create more controversy, more contention, and so I really hope that we hear more than just the wonderful bromides and platitudes we heard today, and I'd like to see some policy that actually follows through in that sort of moderate, middle-of-the-road, bringing together the left and right kind of fashion, if that's what now President Biden wants to do.
DeRoy, under President Obama, and then even more so under President Trump, we saw a lot of things happening through executive order. Expect to see a lot of that happening again, just like you were just listing many of the prerogatives for today even. But beyond that, it does sound like Joe Manchin and maybe a couple others will not be on board with getting rid of things like the filibuster, and then so some of the most radical things that were proposed would not be able to happen. What do you expect that they're going to do then if they can't pass those radical agendas through, you know, the typical means of going through Congress? Are they just going to go spend crazy? I mean, is that what you think is going to happen?
Well, you point something really interesting, which is Joe Manchin is the most powerful man on the planet Earth today.
Yeah.
In a sense, even more than Joe Biden. If Joe Manchin wants to play along and vote whatever way that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi would like, then we're going to go real left. If he's going to stand up and say, hey, not so fast, you know, we might actually stay somewhat centrist here. So largely it's all in Joe Manchin's lap. And so I'd say maybe we should organize a protective squad and make sure that we don't even have so much as a raindrop fall on this man's head without being caught by an umbrella first. So that's sort of an interesting situation. Look, there's a lot that Joe Biden can do by executive order, not just undoing things that former President Trump, I can't believe I'm saying former President Trump did by executive order. There are many more things he can do on his own, some of them legitimately, some of them perhaps not. But then he'll say, okay, great, sue me, and then he can spend the next 2 years in federal court trying to undo an executive order that President Biden signed that perhaps he shouldn't have. I do think, you know, really it's up to him. Look, he's got, aside from the COVID-19 pandemic and that entire national nightmare, we still have tremendously low taxes. We still have a very fairly relaxed regulatory environment. We have a lot of pro-business judges who've been appointed by President Trump. Steve Forbes had a great comment, which is if Joe Biden just leaves everything alone, the economy will boom once people are vaccinated. The tremendous pent-up demand will kick in, and this economy will grow like crazy, and people will think Joe Biden is an economic genius. So if I were Joe Biden, the best thing he could do is just keep his hands off of most things, work on getting us vaccinated, focus on that, and don't go raising taxes, weighing us all down with regulations and all this other stuff, and we'll see tremendous growth and prosperity, and Joe Biden, for better or for worse, will be able to take, either credit, maybe not for putting in these policies, but certainly credit for leaving them in place.
You know, DeRoy, it was striking to me to see the presence of the former presidents at the inauguration today in the absence of Donald Trump. I have to think to myself that Donald Trump's presence there, while some people would have considered it comforting, it would have been an enormous distraction. And I don't know that Donald Trump chose not to be there for the good of Joe Biden or the good of the country. But I don't know that it was a win for anybody for Donald Trump to be present at this event today by removing himself. I think that I honestly believe in some capacity that the country was able to have, you know, two separate events, the parting of Donald Trump and the you know, new presidency of Joe Biden. Do you think that was the right decision on Donald Trump's part to not participate today in deference or in selfishness, either way, whichever one it was, for you think is the right decision for the country?
Well, like everything else, look, Donald Trump decided, I think it was sometime last week, he wasn't going to be there. And David Gergen was on CNN, I believe, and said, oh, what a crybaby is what he said. And if Donald J. Trump had shown up today for the traditional peaceful process of handing over power, they would have said, why was he there? You know, he's the guy who incited the riot 2 weeks ago today. You know, his supporters attacked the very building where he's standing right now. How dare he?
No win.
I do think if he had been there, it certainly would have continued the tradition of having the former president there with the incoming president. But I do think you would have had everybody on the left screaming, you know, you've ruined the day, you've defiled the place, et cetera. So, you know, all things considered, I think his absence there was probably more comforting to people than his presence. And as you say, he did have an excellent, very warm, gracious farewell address last night, and I thought pretty positive and upbeat and optimistic and cheerful words on the way out at Andrews Joint Base Andrews for those who support him, and then people who support Joe Biden or neutral towards him had that ceremony. So in a sense, you had two ceremonies, and people could enjoy both or whichever one made him happy. And I think maybe that under the unusual circumstances, that might be the best of all worlds.
And you know, Joy, I'm kind of exhausted from, because I feel as though the way that the American people are talked at in the media is so patronizing that the measuring stick, I wish we had a Mary Poppins, you know, practically perfect in every way or extremely suspicious that we could pull out on this mainstream media so that we know what we're dealing with before they open their mouths, because you cannot judge Donald Trump today in the sense of tradition. They have never treated him with the traditional respect, not a single day that this office has been treated. And you know, you can't put a person through the ringer from day one and go through this enormously non-traditional presidency. It's why he ascended to the position, an enormously non-traditional presidency. And then at the end, expect him to be, like, to me, it would be the least Trumpian thing, love it or hate it, for him to do, to stand there, you know, while knowing what Joe Biden, what we're seeing declassified in these FBI documents with Barack Obama there and you know, all of these people who he's deemed the swamp around him. I mean, it just, it's not his MO. Nobody has ever expected it to be his MO. It would be the most unexpected thing for him to do. And you know, it's just like, which way is it? Is it Donald Trump we're dealing it with here? Or is it the expectation of the mainstream media that they get to move the goalposts on every single time they open a story?
Yeah, you're right about the moving goalposts. B, no matter what he does, they're going to attack him. And C, remember, as you say, from day one, the sort of terrible things that former President Trump had to confront four years ago today, just after his inauguration, you had Antifa riding through Washington, D.C., breaking windows. I remember very clearly they set this limousine on fire, which is blazing away. It turns out the limousine was owned by not some blonde-haired, blue-eyed, Germanic-American Aryan. No, it was actually owned by a Muslim immigrant. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. So they destroyed his limo and probably hurt his business. And then inside the White House, you had a Time magazine correspondent who reported that the bust of Dr. Martin Luther King had been removed by Donald J. Trump, because obviously he's a racist. He couldn't stand seeing Dr. King in the Oval Office, so he kicked out the bus. No, that didn't happen. That was completely mistaken. I think there was a screen or something. They're taking pictures, and I guess the guy wasn't able to see the... But the bus was not touched. The bus was in place. And rather than talk to the press office and say, you know, did I see what I thought I'd say and clear it, he just ran with what I assume he thought made sense, because of course Trump is a racist. That was then corrected. He came forth and apologized, and that was good. But that was the very first day of the Trump presidency. This again, blazing limousine outside the White House, and inside the White House, this completely invented story about, I suppose, the racist removal of the MLK bust, which didn't take place. That was the very first day of the Trump presidency, and went on like that nonstop until this morning.
Yeah. And I don't really expect it to cease, but we'll see. I appreciate you, Troy, for coming on here. And we look forward to the weeks ahead of having these discussions with you, because, you know, here in the next few minutes, potentially, we are going to see some of the direction that this new administration is heading. And it will require a great attention to detail and vigilance on our part to make sure that we are abreast of what's taking place. And you're going to be a part of that with us on the show. And we're grateful for it. Troy, thank you so much.
As am I. Thank you very much. Take care.
We'll talk to you again soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.